Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that was El DeBarge with Love Me in a Special Way, and how appropriate it is for tonight's show. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, the creator and host of Relationships 360 Degrees right here on Blog Talk Radio. And those of you in the chat room and on the phone lines, thanks for hanging out with us for this Learn Your Love Style, Become a Better Lover edition of this program, which seeks to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting, character-based relationships. And I'm proud to announce that this show has been nominated for two 2012 Jordan Michiel Awards for the Best Relationship Show and Best Nighttime Radio Female Host on Blog Talk Radio. Please show your support by tuning into the awards this Sunday, March 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern on WLUV's Radio Ustream channel. So I want to thank you in advance for your support. Joining the show tonight to talk about Learn Your Love Style, Become a Better Lover is expert guest David Wygant, an internationally renowned dating and relationship coach, author, and speaker. Through his boot camps, personal coaching, and his website, his advice has transformed the dating lives and relationships of hundreds of thousands of people from every corner of the globe. His funny yet always direct approach to dating, sex, and relationships has revolutionized how people meet and interact with the opposite sex. And over the last 13 years, David has become one of the most frequently quoted dating experts in the media. He offers his advice as a lead writer for Yahoo Personals, across television segments, newspapers, magazines, including MTV, The New York Times, MSNBC, Fox News, Cosmopolitan, Men's Health, and E! Entertainment Television, as well as on over 2,000 radio shows, including Relationships 360, and, of course, adding that to his plate tonight. David, thanks for taking time out of your schedule tonight. I understand you're feeling under the weather, But I'm only going to keep you on. I'm not going to keep you on too long. I'm going to keep you on for about 10 minutes to talk about Gary Chapman's five love languages before passing the baton on to one of your longtime friends in the date coaching and matchmaking space, Larry Michael. David, are you on?
I am on. I've got a little less time than that because my head is just pounding. I've got one of those awful head colds. So,
All right.
And Larry has got a much stronger voice tonight. So for any of you that have had that brutal cold, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It just sits with you like a ton of bricks right in your head. So, yeah, I got to tell you, when I wrote my book Naked, which just came out about a month ago, one of the books that really inspired me was, you know, Gary Chapman's Five Love Languages, because I really realized that without understanding exactly how you need to be loved, you're never going to have a great relationship. But more importantly, without being able to learn someone else's love language and love them the way they need to be loved, there's no way in the world you're going to be able to have a successful relationship. So it's a fantastic book, and it definitely motivated me in a lot of ways to really look at love and romance in a much different way.
Okay, so let's quickly go through those five love languages laid out in the book, the five love languages. Let's go through those, if you can quickly define them, and then give us some practical examples of how we can carry those out in our relationships to improve them.
Well, I don't really know them all offhand, so, I mean, I definitely haven't memorized them all, but I just know there's acts of service, which means basically in a nutshell, the person that you're going out with really loves when you do little things for them, taking the garbage out, emptying the dishwasher, you know, just little things like that. There's touch, which is physical touch. Somebody who, when you come home at night, they ache for your physical touch. They want a hug. A hug is really, really important, you know, to them. A kiss goodnight is important to them. You know, holding their hand, rubbing their head, that's real important to them. There's also words of affirmation, which is really important. God, you're hot, babe. You look great. God, I love when you do that. You're really smart. I'm really impressed by the way you are at work. In other words, receiving gifts. They love the little gifts. It could be a brownie that you made for them. It could be just, you know, something you bought for them. They love that stuff. And the last one is quality time. Somebody who really enjoys spending quality time with somebody. It's really important. That Sunday afternoon walk, or every Monday, you know, watching Californication or whatever show, or watching American Idol together. Those are some of them, and that's how you can carry them out, by learning the language of your partner and really carrying them out.
Well, you know, I'm impressed, David. That's why you're an expert. You actually hit all of those on the head in terms of memorizing all of those and what they mean. So certainly appreciate that rundown. Just a couple of quick questions before you leave the show tonight. How can you know your partner's love language, or how can knowing your partner's love language help men and women become better lovers?
Oh, ask. First off, find out what they like. And when they find, mm-hmm. when you find out they like, do them. Do the things. Don't make them ask over and over again. Do them. Because if you do those things, their love tank is going to be filled. If their love tank is filled, it means they're going to want to have unbelievably highly orgasmic sex with you. I mean, it really is that simple without going really deep into it. It's such a simple concept. Love somebody the way they need to be loved, and they will give you everything, the gift of themselves.
Right, and it goes both ways, certainly. you've mentioned that Gary Chapman's book, The Five Love Languages, inspired your own book, which just came out, called Naked. And what formats is the book available in? And can you give us a quick synopsis of what the book is about?
Naked's all about falling in love with yourself, because you got to know your own love language first. You got to know who you are, what you're about. You got to strip yourself down bare and raw. Basically, you've got to look yourself in the mirror and you got to say to yourself, I'm going to spend this time being single, figure out who I am, how I need to be loved, how I need to feel in the presence of somebody. So then when you go out on a date, you're dating based on a feeling, not on a need, not based on resume, not looking at somebody and going, oh, my God, they're so wonderful. You know, they're a lawyer, they're a doctor, they're this, they're that. You know, it's all based on who you are. It's internalizing everything. It's not being external with things. and it really motivated me to write the book. And the book is called Naked. It's really about being raw, open, vulnerable.